we're going to get started here with girls basketball. We'll get started there with junior Amber Lott as the Lady Beavers have won two in a row here and had a nice win on the road last night at Lakin. And Amber, first and foremost, thanks again for joining me here. And how are you doing this evening?
I'm good, Adam. How are you?
Doing all right, thank you. It's been the last couple games have been pretty darn fun, haven't they?
Yes. Everybody's just finally clicking together. We're getting to know what everybody's starting to do. So we just get where they're going, we know.
Well, Friday night you had a pretty good performance there, and you were kind of the three-point shooting machine there, 20 points there. Last night had nine, but still had a pretty good night, did a lot of other things. And how'd you feel like that you played last night?
I couldn't make any threes, but so I was kind of the passer on the team that night. So I was getting the assist, and then if I couldn't shoot, I took the drive every chance I got.
You know, you mentioned three-pointers. I got to ask you this. You had a shot attempt at the end of the first quarter. Were you trying to duplicate what your sister did a few years ago at Lakin?
Kind of. That's been on the top of my mind. I'm trying to beat her just a little more.
But you've one-upped her, though, with the longer shot, right?
Yep.
All right. But no, and yeah, I remember you've also reminded her about that, too, but that three-quarters court shot a few weeks ago. But, you know, what have you seen maybe with this team, as you've seen it here, being a three-year contributor here, why it's been clicking for you guys?
Just being a young team at the beginning, like we got some playing time in the summer, but like the more game-like situations we get, the more feel we get of each other, and the more we know, our teammates know what we do.
What's probably been the thing that you've worked on the most here to put you in the position that you're at?
Probably my leadership skills. Mm-hmm. Just like the girls that left last year, they were great leaders, and so I kind of took what they did for us from them and trying to do it for the younger girls this year.
Big stretch here, the season coming up. I can't believe we already have four games left of the regular season. It goes fast here, but starts at Holcomb on Friday, and no, that's going to be a pretty good, it could be a pretty entertaining game.
I'm ready for it. I think we can get them this time.
I think so, too. I think it should be a fun one there. But you've had a great season here so far, Amber, and thanks again for joining us here, and good luck to you coming up.
Thanks, Adam.
All right, once again, it is junior Amber Lotta joining us here, and now we hand it over here to freshman Mallory Cupp here, who's been always the first off the bench here for Scott City. He's had a pretty good role in that. And Mallory, I guess kind of talk that role. What do you maybe embrace the most about that role that you do have when you're the first off the bench?
Oh, I'm just ready to go out there and fight because I know these girls are tired, so I know I need to be getting down the court to take over that fact that they're tired.
Well, you have maybe a little bit of advantage compared to some of the others. You get to play a little bit in the JV game. Does that kind of help you prepare for playing in the varsity games?
Definitely. I feel like my shot is always off in JV, or I feel like I'm just not very hustly in JV. I just need to get my momentum going, and then I got it in varsity.
Yeah, but if your shot's off in the JV, that's always a good thing, right? Because that means you're just saving it for the varsity game.
Yeah, I'm getting all those bad ones out.
There you go. Whatever it takes here, but you've had a pretty big role there, especially on the defensive side. What do you take, like, maybe a little bit extra pride in defending?
Yeah, that's always been my stronghold, definitely, even in middle school. I enjoy it a lot. It's really fun.
But yeah, it's been you've had a pretty good run this year defending there. Last couple of games, it's been kind of tough here. Got in a little bit of foul trouble again last night, but it didn't hurt you. What are some things that you have to learn maybe when you get into foul trouble?
I need to make sure that I'm not following. I need to just get in front and stop, because when I fall, then I start slapping, and that's when I get foul trouble.
What's probably been your favorite game so far this year?
Honestly, it was Lakin for sure. I liked that one.
That was a fun game there last night. That's a pretty good team, and you've had a challenge as well, playing some pretty good players here. And I guess was it kind of early on the season, maybe that deer in the headlight look compared to now?
Definitely, it was pretty nerve wracking because I mean all these juniors are intimidating. But now we get along and we know each other and we know how to get along better.
Well, you've had a pretty good season, Mallory, and congratulations, and keep up the good work here.
Thank you.
All right, once again, it is freshman Mallory Cupp joining us here, and now we get it over here to Coach Amy Felker. Well, Coach, a big win for you guys last night, and second straight game you guys get over 50 points, and also second straight game you don't trail in the game. And last night, what seemed to be working for you guys really from the word go?
You know, our confidence is just getting higher and higher every day. And, you know, the win we got last week, it's just carried over, and they were just ready to go. Our defense is playing hard. You know, we're switching up to different defenses. Offensively, like the girls have said, we're just clicking. People are starting to read each other better. The plays are just working a little better. It's just the timing is just starting to get there.
Do you feel like that maybe it started to turn a little bit for you guys second half of Goodland, even though I know you didn't win that game, and you did a lot of great things in the Hayes game, just didn't get on the winning side of things. Do you feel like it kind of turned that second half of Goodland game on?
You know, I do. I think we just keep battling and battling, and these girls are never going to quit. They're never going to let down. They're just going to keep going strong all the time. And so I do. I think every game has just led us up to this, and they're ready to win, and they're ready to push to get to the next level.
Well, it was interesting how things turned out for you guys last night with your scoring, and it was great to see. You had Brooks Ryan, she had her third double-double, and you know, when she has a double-double, chances are you're going to win the ball game, because three of the four wins, she's had double-doubles here this year, and had that 23 points last night and about a dozen rebounds. And then you had Allie Patton, who had, boy, what a great night she had shooting. She was kind of cleaning things up there underneath in the putbacks, and she got fouled one of those times and got 13.
You know, Brooke has been solid. You know, she's starting to get the job done. She's starting to understand her role, and she's a presence that is good for us, because we've got the outside game, and then when we get the inside game, it just opens things up all the way around the court. You know, Allie, we've just been trying to get her to get the confidence that she needs all year. And finally, these last couple games, she's just started shooting the ball more, being more confident and relaxed out there. And you're right, she just went to the offensive boards so hard and got a couple of easy baskets. And, you know, she works her butt off out there.
And all of a sudden, one of your tallest players has almost turned into an assist machine last couple games in Ella Rumford.
You know, she, for some reason, she just doesn't want to score too much, but she loves to pass the ball. You know, she's made some really good passes and getting people involved and that kind of stuff. Because just because of her height, people just collapse and that kind of stuff. And so she's good at kicking the ball out and finding the open person.
Well, it's hard to believe you got four games left in the regular season. It just goes fast. And now a lot of uncertainty, maybe how far along you go in the season. And now Friday night you head back on the road here, a little shorter, I guess. Holcomb and a team that's, you know, they've had a pretty good season at times here this year, and they kind of had a nail biter last night at Ulysses, but Holcomb, I know that's a team that you kind of want to get the upper hand on after losing a heartbreaker first time around.
You know, these girls really want to beat Holcomb really bad. We're just going to have to take care of business and play our game and not get into their game. We're going to have to rely on our defense and really controlling the boards. They've got good inside presence, so we're going to have to shut her down and not give her a second shot, but they also have the girls that can knock the three-point shots down. So, you know, we're going to have to play an overall great game. But the girls want it. The confidence is there. I just think we're just going to, you know, like we said last night, basketball is a game of runs, and we're going to go for that last run of the game.
Absolutely. But it's been a fun last few games for you guys, and you guys have started to click a little bit more here as you get down the final stretch. It's a perfect time to do so, isn't it?
Perfect time. We're peeking at the right one.
All right. Coach Amy Felker joining us here tonight from Scott County Hardware and Scott City. Thanks, as always, here, Coach. And we'll talk to you coming up here on Friday.
Thanks. Have a good night.